they gave them. This is the thing, and they have the directions. The directions are so tiny.
You don't need to check for that.
I can't even read them.
JOANTYER. County recorder.
Oh. Are they candy recorder? Recording candy now?
Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I'll adopt it.
Anybody want a second?
I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay. Do we have any public comments for non-agenda items?
Oh, I don't know if it needs to be now or later, but anyway, I'm going to do it now. My daughter-in-law sent these to us and wanted to know if we can use them for work on the road. They're large sizes. They've only been worn maybe once, but she's washed them and cleaned them up. And I don't know if you would like to have them for the group or not.
No,
they're not.
There's only three of them, but they're large. They're extra.
Nice and bright. Yeah.
Two X's. So
with a big guy.
Yeah, I have
Johnny's jacket. I found a jacket that was orange that he had. I don't know whether it was one of theirs that he had when he was working on the yard, you know, the stuff or not. But I know I had to make a motion and
use those.
No.
Okay. If you want them, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine.
No problem. We'll pass them out.
Okay.
Would anybody like to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
I'll approve the minutes.
And the special meeting.
I'll second.
Wait, who did that?
Pat and Jean.
Pat
Jean.
One, me too.
Okay.
Any opposed? Okay. Reports of officers and directors. Does anybody have anything they would like to report?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the phone is a colossal waste of money, and it's no longer holding a charge.
Ah, bad battery already. That's an old phone.
Oh, so yeah.
Okay.
And let's see. I think we need to get our communications better so we can keep our lists updated correctly. Because that was a lot of certified mail that went out to wrong addresses, and it costs us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We ended up sending some to two different addresses, same people, two different addresses.
Because we wanted to see if any of them respond.
And they did, and
yeah.
It was worth it, but still.
So now we can take those responses and update their addresses.
John?
You spelled my name wrong.
I spelled it wrong.
We'll have to see what we can do about communications as far as a phone, too. Something that might be more reliable.
Yeah. But we've had no phone calls at all since the last time I reported on.
Right.
It was like five.
Yep.
None.
I don't feel we need it. If it's not working, it's not doing.
I mean, people tend, I think, these days to communicate, but I've gotten more emails than I have gotten
email
phone
or
calls.
Yeah.
We still need the phone because some people are going to...
Oh, there's always going to be somebody that's going to complain.
But what we might do, I'll look into that answering service that I tried before. It's kind of like the pay-as-you-go phone.
Yeah.
You only pay for the phone calls that they answer. And I'll look into that again and see what that was.
Yeah, we need to do something because we're just handing AT&T every month.
Yeah, money for them to have.
Yeah. Well, at least we're not paying a regular phone bill on it. We're just paying for calls, but still...
I think I missed out on something. Did you ever put a notice on that red car?
I wanted to bring it to show everybody before I did it.
That's a good idea. You've got the.
It's got the rule attached to it.
Uh huh.
That's great.
I'm going to try to figure out if I can get the actual rule on this side, so it'll only be one piece of paper.
That would be a good idea, yeah.
Do you want me to... Yeah, we should be able to without any problem.
Yeah. I just did it real quick this morning, so that's why I didn't...
If you want, I can try and format it into a half sheet like this, to where we could even laminate it.
Oh, that'd be...
That way it would stay a little while.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me see what I can do about that.
Does it cost a lot of money?
You can buy the laminating sheets. They're not that expensive.
Yeah.
You do it yourself.
Yeah, because it's still there. It hasn't moved.
I'll take it and see what I can do to make you a half sheet one.
Is it gone? I haven't been up
there. No, it's still there.
Wow.
It doesn't move.
Hi. But that needs to go on the car. What about this car? What about this car that was over here? Did you ever find anything out about that one?
Well, that was parked by the mailboxes?
Yeah.
It was a stolen car.
Oh, really?
I saw that car there, and then I went to the store, and I came back, and it was there, and I went the next day out, and it was still there. That's weird.
Stolen cars and dump dogs.
Yeah.
Good old Sand Canyon.
Good.
It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Well, you find them a lot of times, more so after the holidays, because people buy their kids pets, and then they don't want them, and then they just dump them.
Which
is a shame.
The only thing I have to report is that we've received the two laptops. So hopefully over this weekend I'll get software and stuff installed on them so that we can get them out to the secretary and treasurer to use.
Cool.
And they ended up being brand new laptops instead of
refurbished.
Yep.
Because
I just stumbled on a deal, $308 a piece for brand new.
Excellent.
Wow. What kind are they?
Lenovo.
Doesn't matter. Is it supposed to go in that? I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
You stick it.
In the HOA computer.
That was worth the look on her face.
Now, you know not to question that again.
Well, actually, I guess, I can, if you want to give me that thumb drive, I'll load it on both computers.
Okay.
That way it'll already be on there.
I'll just put it on them.
Yeah. Absolutely. We can't put too much on these. They only have a 256 gigabyte hard drive because they're solid state drives.
We probably don't need to put the minutes because we've got hard copies and I've got copies.
Yeah, we don't.
But this probably doesn't take up that much space.
Sometimes you can always get one of those drives on the outside and just put them on a disc, you know?
All right, so now we've got discussion review of monthly financial reports. And there's more this month because I did the quarterlies, all the ones that we're doing quarterly. So
review it.
We've got the checking account reconciliation for the end of December, the same for the reserve account. And you actually had the reserve account last meeting as well, but I put it back on here for the quarterly. Then we have the check register that shows the two checks that were written. There was actually a third check, but I didn't have it, it's not on here. It's 2648, and I don't remember what that one. I think that was to the bank for the credit card, but it hadn't been entered yet. And then we've got the profit and loss versus actual. And this is for the entire year for last year.
I don't know where you get 2648. I don't have a 2648.
Maybe that one was voided then.
I don't have any voided. Where did you get 2648?
That's the one that's missing. Because we have 49 and 50.
Are you talking about the number 2648?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about
check number.
Drink some coffee, Rita.
I'm sorry, I haven't had my coffee. It's for $637.
That was the Visa.
Yes, Visa.
Yeah.
I'm coming. I'm getting you. I had a sip of coffee.
Yeah, drink some more coffee.
I don't do well without my coffee in the morning.
And I don't think there was anything outstanding in the profit and loss versus budget. It just kind of, at least we've got a year's worth of numbers in there, so it kind of gives you an idea of what went on. Basically, our income. Wait a minute, what the heck? Yeah, there is an anomaly in here. What is this, 26,000, 28,000?
28,000 what? Where?
I'm not Well, yeah, our actual income, according to this, is $31,000 versus a budget of $25,000. But of course, you got to remember this is accrual, so this means this is what we sent statements out for.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's
that's
what we received.
Got. That doesn't mean you have it.
Yeah, that's not what was received. What is this $28,000?
Well, I haven't written any checks for $28,000.
No. I'm going to have to look into that. I don't know why that's in there. It's facilities and equipment. It shows we budgeted, but we only spent $76. I don't understand where the $28,000... Oh, yeah, I do. We had a budget for doing all the roads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what it's showing. We're way under budget because we didn't spend any money on the roads yet.
Right.
Okay. Then we have operations. So our budget was $1,590 and we spent $2,200. So we went over on that mostly because of postage. Postage and mailing $1,136 where we budgeted $760. So we're going to have to double that budget for this year. That will be on our next agenda. We should have already worked on a budget.
Yeah.
Or we did do a budget.
I think we did.
Yeah, it's already done.
Yeah.
We did it in November's for the annual statement.
That's right.
Good. Yep. I'll go back and review it, though. We may want to update it and raise the amount for postage, obviously.
A quick question before I forget.
Yeah.
On all the certified postage we just sent out, was that entered into QuickBooks in each account?
It hasn't yet, but it will be.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll have to double check and see if it's already posted or not. But it will be.
I haven't opened the book because you said don't open it. So I don't open it.
We were actually slightly under budget on insurance.
Is that in here to discuss?
So anyway, the biggest thing that's the anomaly is the $28,000 that we haven't spent for roads, which instead we're going to spend for a grader.
Yeah.
I have a question. It has to do with the checkbook. We still have. I'm still carrying that $157.28. Throws me off every time I do budget. Every time I do a statement, can I drop that now?
That's the check we sent back that he didn't cash, right?
Yeah. Been a long time.
And it's way out of date.
I mean,
he couldn't cash it now, even if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, technically he could, but the bank probably wouldn't take it.
I don't think the bank would.
Yeah, most banks won't.
Okay, I want to put it back in our account.
We can.
So that I can be right on the button, right fast, and not have to find out where it went.
Then we've got the bank statements for both accounts. The income statement, which again shows the $28,000 that was invoiced. We've got expenses January through December. So we spent a total of $8,213.17. That does not include the money that went to Oscar. Because that was a capital expense, so it doesn't show up in our expenses. It'll get depreciated when I close the books, which I have to do yet. I have to close the books for the year, which means we'll put that in as a capital improvement, and then it'll be depreciated over 20 years. Yeah, more paperwork.
I will be too. I know.
More paperwork.
Unbelievable.
And then there's a copy of the general ledger that nobody's going to care about. And then the accounts receivable aging that we're required to have every quarter, which we already know a lot of people owe us a lot of money. Kind of high this year. I mean, we're $9,200 we haven't collected, but still that's probably not that far out of line with normal. But we're $9,200 we have not received out of the dues this year. So nearly over a third. And then you'll see there's $7,800 that shows here is current in unreceived funds. And that is because we applied all the late fees, we applied all the interest to all the outstanding bills, and some of those go back, 5 years or more. So, actually 7 or 8 years. So all that was applied this time. So it was a big chunk, which we'll never receive.
Right.
So when I close the books, a lot of this I'll have to take off.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what they actually look like after I close them. But that's the financial statements. If anybody has any questions, it's good insomnia cure.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe come August, we ought to do that, or just before August, we ought to do that deal where we let people
pay without and waive their penalties.
And waive their penalties and see if we can get some more people paying. Because some of the people that usually pay are not paying, and it's unusual.
Well, I finished all the notices to go out for all the late ones, and a lot of them are 1 year's worth. So we can fold those and stamp them and get them in the mail right now. I just finished them. I wanted to go back and reprint them because I added on here about the credit card. If they want to pay by credit card, we can email them an invoice. Okay. See if we can encourage some of them to owe somebody else instead of us.
I also put in the newsletter that they can break it up in chunks as long as it's paid off by November.
Okay.
I have one question.
Uh-huh.
Why do I owe money?
I don't think you do.
It says 1440, 91 to 180 days.
Hmm. You shouldn't have.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's on there.
Might be an anomaly. I can go back and look at it and see why it's on there.
He's in 148.
Yeah, it might have.
149.
149, yeah, Valva Hula is in 148.
I'll go back and look and see. It's probably something that I typed in wrong.
No, because I went down and got it.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah, no, I know.
Just curious.
Yep, I'll go back and look.
See, when you put it in the computer, even though you put it in before it's due, the computer decides when it's going to be.
Well, the computer sometimes, if you don't watch QuickBooks real close, it picks a date for you.
That's right.
And you have to change that date.
Yeah.
And it's annoying.
Yeah. Oh.
Very annoying.
It can drive you absolutely nuts.
Uh-huh. Okay, would anybody like to move to approve our payments for last month? Which was the two $25 checks and the one for $600 and something for the Visa.
I'll second.
Okay.
You know, on the tape, I can't tell the voices apart.
Oh, really?
Anybody opposed? All right. Next.
I have one question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the number. Castleman, did they ever pay their second? I haven't seen them for the second lot. They have 140.
I think they did. I'm pretty sure they did. I think.
I know they didn't. I don't remember putting it back in there. I'll have to look. I don't have the computer.
I know Jeb Harvey is the one that he also didn't pay on his second one.
No, there's not a Castleman in here, so they're
late. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they paid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know they didn't at first, and then of course Jeb, he didn't pay for his second one.
Okay, well, that brings us to discussion and possible action approving insurance quote for 2020 renewal. We did get the insurance quote. Our coverage actually improved. Instead of $25,000, it's only $2,500 now for the retention.
What? Wow.
Because we've been good and haven't sued anybody.
Oh.
And somebody else hasn't been called.
You mean things go down?
The cost for the insurance actually still went up a little bit, but just slightly. But the retention went down.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I think that's what he said. I forgot to print his email, but I think that's what his email said, was that it went from $25,000 to $2,500. And I think that the insurance itself went up a couple hundred dollars is all.
So how much did he request us to send him?
Well, the insurance total is going to be $47.75 less the workers' comp, which is $379, because we get that bill later, a couple months later.
Okay. So I subtract $379?
Well, they'll bill us.
Oh, okay.
We just have to tell them to go ahead.
Well, I just misunderstood.
They're just quoting what they're going to be billing you.
Yeah. No, I just need to initial all these and send it back, telling them it's okay.
Yeah.
So last year our premium was $46.52, this year is $47.75. So it didn't go up that much. Yeah, retained amount, $2,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a lot better.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. A couple thousand.
All my life, $25,000.
So, would anybody like to move that we renew our insurance?
Oh, please.
And then I'll tell you that I already did, because it had to be renewed yesterday, because it expires today.
Okay, Rita, was that a...
Yes. Okay. That's what I was trying to ask you, because you said you had to get it in right away, so I didn't know if I had to write a check to mail it.
No.
Okay.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Yeah, he emailed me yesterday because he said no problem. I could let him know right after our meeting today. Then he realized that it actually expires today. Yeah. So if I emailed him today and he's not in his office, then
right.
he wouldn't be able to renew it until Monday, and we wouldn't have coverage.
We're insured for a few days.
Yeah. So I renewed it. I figured that everybody would be happy with
then
that quote.
Then they can also change it too.
Oh, yes, yeah. We can always change it. Okay. Well, that brings us to the next one. Discussion, possible action, response to a harassment complaint from a member against another member. And I won't mention any names because I don't want to bother taking this into an executive session to deal with it. I will just say that we've had a complaint from one of our members against another one of our property owners or members that he is harassing him. And I already informed him that if it's not happening on common area, we have no ability to do anything. But we still have a responsibility to investigate and to do whatever we can do. So basically what I've done, I've looked at this, and again, there was no mention of it occurring on association property. It was on their own properties, so that means we have no control. And my suggestion is that we send a letter stating that we've investigated, nothing appears to have been on association property, and we have no control over private property.
And no jurisdiction.
We suggest you take it up with civil authorities.
Exactly.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
So, but we need to discuss it. We need to say that, you know, we've investigated. There was no allegation that anything happened in common areas, so we have no authority, because the only authority we have is roads. So if they're harassing each other in the middle of the road, then we'd have to write a rule prohibiting that so that we can fine one of them. But it didn't happen in the road, so it really doesn't matter.
Did they do the complaint and write them?
Email,
good.
Mm-hmm. So would anybody like to, well, I guess, since we've never dealt with this before, I guess that's the results of our investigation, is that there was no allegation of it being on common area, and we have no jurisdiction outside of the common areas.
That's right.
That's the results of our jurisdiction,
okay,
so there's no action we can take.
Because the one that the file was complained about,
mm-hmm.
He seems to have switched his light to face my house. Now I'm far enough away that it's not.
And we can't
horrible.
Do anything about that either, because we have no jurisdiction over individual properties.
Right.
Anything
right.
like that, he would need to.
If it was
he can make
road,
a code compliance complaint, because Kern County has an ordinance against that. But that would be a code compliance complaint.
Just suggest who they should go to and talk to.
Yep.
And the reason being is we don't handle.
But we have no authority over individual property.
No.
Oh, would it? So there we are.
Our authority is limited to strictly the roads.
So
that's it.
We don't have it.
So I would move that I will put together a letter responding to this, so we have it in writing, that we have no authority outside of the association roads, and since there was no allegation of any harassment on the association roads, there is nothing further we can do, and that
I'll
they should contact the proper authorities.
That's right.
And he needs to set up a camera and get it on video.
And Old Roads County? On Old Roads County roads?
No.
He's a private road.
Just Sand Canyon and Country Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Anybody opposed? Okay. Update on road repairs. We had a few fallen tree limbs on Appaloosa and got those shoved out of the road, but we need to get a crew together to start cutting fallen trees and branches and hauling all of this to the dump, especially since we're going to have a wonderful fire season again this year.
Yep.
With all this rain.
On what roads?
all over. There's branches and trees and stuff everywhere.
Why isn't it the property owner's?
If it's in the road, it's ours.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's in the road, it's ours.
But it didn't grow in our road, did it?
A lot of it did. Yeah, because our roads are wider than the actual road.
Yeah, some of the trees are on.
Or whatever they're called.
Yeah, but when we touch it, we'll get sued.
But yeah, we've...
By who?
Yeah, we need to start cleaning up, so we're going to have to get a crew together. So we need to start asking for volunteers.
I can't handle a chainsaw, but I can lift and throw stuff in a trailer.
Who's got a trailer or a truck?
Oh, I can loan you a trailer and truck. That's not a problem.
Because we can cut that wood up and put it where people can get it for winter. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to suggest. And then if you need a... What do you say? A common spot? You can put it on the bottom of my property there, and they can just pick it up if you want.
But we need to organize a crew to start to find out who we can get to start doing this. Because it's going to be a lot of work.
Oh yeah.
It's either that or we need to, get a contractor out here and start doing it. And there goes the road money.
Right.
The other thing we need to look at, though, because this is going to be an ongoing project, is we talked about it before, we need to hire a maintenance worker. That maintenance worker then would be able to coordinate volunteers and manage a crew.
Yeah.
And I need to get to work on that truck so I can sell that to you guys so that you can use that to do all this work. Because a maintenance worker needs a place for all the tools.
Right.
A lot of stuff we need to get done, but summer's coming, so we'll have to get started on it. But if we can at least start asking around and find out who wants to volunteer to help with this, we can see if we can organize it.
Can we do it this way, too, when you ask? Say if we don't get enough volunteers, we're going to have to hire somebody.
Oh, yeah.
This is an additional fee to the fee that you're already paying.
Yeah.
Because that's what I mean.
They'll make a couple big posters for the bulletin board.
Yeah, because it's gotten to the point that nobody will volunteer for anything.
Yeah.
It's either you volunteer or you pay.
Audrey, do you think Daryl would volunteer? He's young and healthy.
Who? What?
Daryl would volunteer to help on the roads.
Yeah, he might. He's been cutting wood on Liz's property. Is that Daryl now? Because he was going to come to some meetings. I don't know his last name. He just said his name was like that.
Yeah, he's on Daryl.
And so I just call him Daryl now.
Well, basically what we need is a vehicle that can pull a trailer, and we can all go behind and load up that trailer. And that's what we need to do.
Well, we've got to go through first and cut all the slash.
Some of it's got to be cut. It's big.
Yeah, they're big limbs. So we got to cut.
My son did mine. He came up and did mine.
Okay. Will there be any wood with burning coming out of there?
Lots.
Now, I'd like to distribute to the people in the neighborhood that request it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Gene would like some. Pat would like some. I don't know who else.
You just see the amount I got out of my yard. I might have to do it. In order for us, by the end of this summer, my son said, I have to get two trees down. They're dead as a doornail, and I don't want to leave them up there. Because that's firewood.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
So I'll have another whole tree to
I'm going to have my chain down, so I'd be able to get gone through.
You see, he's got a chainsaw. Yeah, I said to him, you're not going to
use that might be something.
This is the one Randy, this was across Appaloosa. Randy pulled it out of the way.
I can't do it.
Bunch on Appaloosa.
Yeah, we had a lot of that.
We might want to look at the association probably should buy as a chainsaw. Instead of always borrowing stuff, we need to acquire these things. So
I agree.
I'll make a motion that we purchase a chainsaw for this.
I second it.
Any opposed?
You gonna get it off of Amazon?
I don't know. We'll see what they've got at Tractor Supply and Home Depot.
Well, there's also that
Amazon isn't all that cheap. If you can watch
some things, it just depends.
Some of the things they are, and some of the things they're not.
There's that guy that does chainsaw repairs, and I've been dealing with him quite a bit. And he sells, I think it's Echo.
Big Jim's?
Yeah. But on the other side, not Big Jim's on this side, but that's...
Well, Wholesale Tire used to be.
Yeah. Not Tire, would you say? No, he's... Anyway, he sharpens tools and stuff, and he's on... It's on, off of Green Street when you go across and make that.
I'll see what I can find. I'm going to try. Tuesday I have to go to L.A. and there happens to be a grader in Montebello for sale that fits our budget.
Oh, good.
The only downside to it, according to the pictures, looks like somebody has taken the doors off of it. So the doors are missing and we need an all-weather cab. So
yeah,
that would be an issue.
Can you order doors?
Well, new doors would cost us a fortune. It's possible we might be able to get some doors from...
junkyard?
Yeah, there's a junkyard for graders, believe it or not, up by Fresno.
Oh my gosh, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
I know, but it...
And then I still need to make a trip up to Madera because they've got a couple of them up there also that fit in our budget. So, but I'll try Tuesday since I'm going to be in the neighborhood to stop and take a look at the one and see if it's actually missing the doors or what's going on with it and... See if we can't get us a grader here this spring.
Yeah. It's got, that one has doors.
This one has doors.
This one here.
Yeah.
This one has 5,000, that's not bad.
On the roads right now, I guess the current projects is one, what Randy is working on, buying a grader.
Got that one.
Two, we're getting ready to try and put in all the stop signs and stop poles, and we'll probably start in April on that. Three, Oscar's being put in concrete in the wash, thanks to Pat. And I'm still waiting to hear a date as to when he's going to do the work on Horseshoe Lane. So I noticed there's some signs out there ready to go.
Yeah, they were.
We're ready to go, but we're just waiting on Oscar. So I keep looking at all the mountain of work on the roads we got. And the best thing is keep it simple. One, buy the grader. Two, patch the asphalt road the best we can. And then kind of look down to next year and have more money to spend and be able to do more things. I still like the idea of buying asphalt and getting roads asphalted as regards to the base. I haven't found a good base yet to put down, so I'll keep looking, and if you find something, I'll try and get a quote for it. But basically, we're just plugging along on the stop signs, the grader, and how we're going to do the asphalt repairs on Sand Canyon. I've approached a few people. They've said they will participate one-time only work crew on a Saturday repairing potholes. And they were really good, able-bodied people. So whenever we do it, we should be able to, the larger the work crew, the more we can do. Have one crew go down, clean the potholes, so another crew follow, throw the asphalt in, third crew come along, tamp it down, heat it up, and we just keep following each other and go as far as we can or to the end of the day.
Is it people already on the list for the work crew?
The gentleman I spoke to was him. His name is Travis Van Kirk.
Oh, okay.
So we need to add him to the list.
Right, for the insurance, yeah.
Well, that's why I think what we need is for the next meeting to get us a list of people that are willing to volunteer so that we can update it.
It will be harder to have a pre-meeting than it will just to get everybody out to work.
Well, we don't necessarily have to have them come to a meeting. We just need to get everybody's name so we can put them in minutes.
We also need to know what we need and when it's been
done. We also need to get a flyer that says recommended work gear. And, you know, write that out and give it to everybody who's on the crew. We will provide the safety vests. We will provide the signage. And they need to provide a pair of work boots, a pair of Levi's, and they can probably go to work.
Might need some goggles on some.
But, you know, the more people we get, the quicker it will go. And when we got more able-bodied people instead of the Medicare crew, I'm sure we'll go a lot quicker.
if we clean out those, sweep out those holes, I have a blower, a, what do you call them, blower, leaf blower, and I have a generator. So if we could use that to blow those holes out, would it be better than just
putting
them?
Yeah, well, we have a blower. Association blower is still at my house.
Okay, so. We need it then. Because I'd rather not start the generator.
But, you know, I don't know if we're going to put sealer in there and then put, you know, the cold patch on top. That's the recommended way.
You got three drums of sealer out here.
Okay, well, we do want to put sealer in the bottom of the hole if we can.
Yeah, you got three drums.
Most of the damage we suffer doesn't come from the top, it comes from underneath. Right outside the Bob's driveway here, where you got all the giant cracks, and there's an underwater spring there that has been running for years and just does damage to the road. We do what we can, and the ones that have the sealer and the asphalt hold up for a long time. Asphalt only, I'm already seeing, you know, some residual effects.
It pops right back out.
Pops out.
That was the ones that Carl did. That was really good of him, but if he'd used the sealer, it would have gone a little bit better.
I also have it here in the packets that, you know, some signposts that I found.
Yeah, they're sure expensive.
Yep. They sure are.
Those are breakaway?
They're the ones that are made for signs. They're supposed to meet the standards for that.
I counted out signs, and we need at least 12.
Right.
Okay, we're going to try and get that little square post with all the holes in it.
That's what we're looking at. Yeah. The U channels are the cheapest. They're $25 a piece. Which puts them in line with buying fence posts. I mean, it's not much different.
Yeah.
But the square ones that they use nowadays for roads, those are expensive. They're $50 a piece plus another $35 for the sleeve that goes in the ground. Because the purpose of these is they break off, then you unbolt them, slide them out of the sleeve, and stick a new one in. But we don't have that much problem with people hitting ours.
No.
It's not like we're having to replace them on them, you know, very often. So I would say that we either go with the U-channel or we stick with what we've been doing and just use fence posts. But the U-channel's a lot easier. It's already got holes in it to mount the sign.
Yeah, I think the U's would be good.
Well, you don't have to drill the holes to put the sign up.
Right. Yep, so it's a lot faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind using
anyways,
that other one.
As far as drilling the holes, Travis Van Kirk is going to loan me a 4-inch auger. We're going to put it on my tractor. Marcus, Rita, myself, we'll probably go out, dig all the holes, go back with pour rock, put the pole in, pour the pour rock, put the water on, and come back later and then do the signs.
Bill, were we using one of those packets of cement? Were we using one of those packets of cement for each hole, or did we need
more? I'm not sure how much we'll be putting in. I don't really think in the hard dirt we need to drill it that deep, but.
Well, with the U-channels, you can put them in with a fence post driver.
I've got one of those.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to drill, you don't have to put a hole in. You just drive them in.
No, we can try that before the auger.
Yeah, if it's not too rocky, you can just drive them in.
Our ground is really hard up here.
But we'll want to do it right after a good rain.
Yeah. Well, then we ought to start it right after the next rain, which is supposed to be tomorrow.
Do we want to actually go ahead and order some of these and just have them here?
Yeah, we need at least 12, because I see the red dots on your...
If we get extra, something is going to come up in the association that we, you know, need to do.
We should just go ahead and start. I mean,
that's what
keep
I'm thinking.
Putting stuff
Let's get 20 of these.
I agree.
And 10 stop signs. Get 20 of these poles and 10 stop signs, and then when we start running low, we order more.
Right.
That's a good idea.
And
that will get us going.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, I know we need 12 stop signs, so why don't we go ahead and
get 12?
11 total on this map.
Okay. I counted, there's 12.
Okay, so that's, Rita made a motion that we get 20, or we get 12 stop signs.
I second. And 20 posts.
Yeah, 12.
Do we want to try and order stop signs online, see if we can get a better price than what we get them in town, or do we want to keep some of the business local and just get them in town?
That's a tough one because the prices can vary so much. I mean,
I'll look and see.
If it's a dollar or two,
I say go
into town.
Yeah.
But if it's $10 a stop sign, that's $120.
Oh, they're more than $10.
Yeah, they are.
And we want to try and get stop signs that are actually compliant, so I'll look and see what size we're supposed to have for these roads out here.
What about luminescence on the
They've got to be, reflective.
And I think we got the 24.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to look it up and see what size we're supposed to have.
Yeah.
Because there's a specification.
I had all that information at home, but I didn't know we were going to do this.
Yeah, me either, but okay. So we will go ahead, unless anybody's opposed, we'll get 12 stop signs. I'll coordinate with Rita on the stop signs once I find out the size. What do you remember what we paid last time we got anything?
No, I didn't have. I can't remember.
We'll see if what the price looks like.
They never are. I can call that guy.
Just remember.
I'll find out the size and then we'll
see. We're in no hurry right now. This work is beginning in April. We're not going to freeze in
March. Well, we want to get the stuff here so we can start.
And all the hardware and everything else that goes with it.
Right.
One thing I noticed with the stop signs Kern County put up on Umtali, two of them are already ready to fall off the post because of the wind, because they didn't put the braces on them.
So
if we don't put the braces on, so we need to get braces for these signs as well. Without braces, the wind rocks them back and forth and cracks the aluminum, and then we have to replace the stop sign. Kind of like the road sign out here.
My garbage can blew apart, and I've never had that happen before.
Well, so we need to bring, we'll get a hardware for them as well.
We have a stop sign.
Remember, if we do it right, it's lifetime.
Just about.
We have a stop sign that we can tape down at the end of Sand Canyon, because the wind coming in from Country Canyon has a stop sign, and Sand Canyon doesn't need a stop sign there, because you don't need
true
stuff.
Right.
So that'll save us one, not a bad sign, so we can take that one down.
Okay, well, we'll get some coming. Let's see. Anything else on the roads? Okay.
No, I just want to keep working towards what, you know, we got planned. The grader, the stop signs, the asphalt repair, and then we go on from there.
We have to be sure and order these parts, though. The bolts and nuts and screws and stuff.
Yep, we need to get everything. Okay. Well, that gets us to number 10, update on membership list requests, acceptance of alternative method. I know we've had, since the first request, we've had a second request for the membership list. But so far, nobody's actually responded to the alternative method.
Have we already sent them a paper of the alternative?
Yep, they've already been informed of what the alternative is, and so apparently their request isn't that important.
They decided they don't want to spend the money.
I think one of two things. Either these were more to harass us into giving them something, or they wanted to be selective on who they were going to send things to.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But either way, you know, this resolved the problem.
Isn't our rule you send one, you send them all?
That is now.
Right, yeah.
Yep, that's the alternative method, because they have to supply us with enough to send everybody.
The request is for nothing good for the board, put it that way.
Usually. Yeah, they're usually not asking us for the membership list so that they can send a letter to the members telling them how good we are.
Yeah. And none of us will get the letter.
But regardless of what they want to send, we'll send it. They just have to supply it.
Well, if we're that bad, then why don't they come down and take over?
I expected somebody to show up today to make a fuss, but...
As I said to someone, this board is doing really good. I do not want to see things change.
They're not going to.
Okay, well, that gets us to the next one, discussion and possible action, creating lists of responsibilities and duties for officers. And Joan had a nice list for us, and then I went back and printed off what our bylaws say as well. I missed this in here when we were talking about the hearing, or not hearing, but... investigation of what we could do. You know, Joan had this print, or we printed off the email here that where Joan had done some research on what we have to do. So it's good reading for everybody. What we have
in your packets.
What the requirements are, because this law is under HUD regulations, and this is good information on what it is that we have to do. Okay. Anyway, let's see.
Well, I had a couple more questions. Like, all right, who are we going to get to handle, like, calling on the tacky real estate signs and even removing them? And who's going to ticket the unparked, the illegally parked cars? That kind of stuff. Who should be doing that?
I think if we have the signs made up for the illegally parked cars, I think any one of us on the board should be able to go and stick that on the windshield.
Well, I think it goes back to what we talked about with the roads. We need to go ahead and move forward with hiring somebody.
Maintenance.
We need a maintenance person.
That would be an ideal thing.
Uh-huh, because they can go out and hang signs on cars.
And have our authorization.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to call real estate offices and say, your sign looks like crap, either move them or we will? Because we have the policy.
I think rather than call...
Yeah, but he shouldn't be calling.
I think what we should be doing is putting
a letter out
to them.
How about a letter?
That way it's in writing. We just need to send them a letter telling them that their sign is falling apart and would they please come remove it or authorize us to remove it.
Yeah.
Now, we can be nice about it.
You can't even read that big one anymore.
Right.
You can see the face. But
there's one on Sand Canyon that's by Paint Way, and it's a new one. It was in good shape, but that wind knocked the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that would be a thing if we just took a picture and stuck it in with a letter, just being nice about it and just say that, you know, we would like you to remove your sign is in bad repair. Would you please remove it or authorize us to replace it?
We probably should enclose a copy of our
rule.
Our policy, yeah.
Correct.
That's right.
And that way, I'm sure that a real estate agent then would respond. They'll either come get it or they'll let us know, go ahead and take it down.
I'll go around and write down the telephone numbers and we can look up the addresses.
Get the addresses because it's in writing, it is a requirement for that real estate agency, they have to do it, especially if you've written it and it's there.
Well, that one across the street from Audrey has been there since Mike and I lived there, and
I know,
can't even
here ever since I
can't even see the one side.
I mean,
the sun is.
Yeah, and a lot of them, I mean, well, if we send the notice out, actually, instead of asking them if they would like us to remove it, we should tell them, you know, please remove or replace your sign. If we do not get a response within 30 days, we will remove and dispose of your sign.
Yeah.
And that way, we're done.
Yeah.
And that's simple.
Tell them we're not going to sell much property with a crappy sign.
Most of them, it's not listed anymore. And what's going to happen is they're not going to respond, and we'll just take them out and throw them away. But we've got the letter and we'll keep on file in case anybody complains.
So we'll keep a copy of the letter, of course.
Yeah, and then if anybody ever complains, well, here's the notice that was sent to you before we threw your sign in the trash. Yeah, and that'll resolve the sign. But I think this comes back to we need to hire somebody.
It's more imperative with everything we've been doing, really.
Do we want to, how do we want to advertise this, or what do we want to do to hire somebody?
Do we have to advertise it?
We don't have to advertise it, but we got to get the word out somehow.
We can put it on a bulletin board.
Exactly.
Nothing, you know.
We don't have to put something in the newspaper.
Right.
I just had somebody in mind already, so I know I'm not on the board, I shouldn't be talking.
No, that's fine.
I have questions about that, and I'll wait until it's my turn.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm not supposed to be talking about this because the other grandma doesn't even know yet what we're thinking, but my granddaughter and her husband really want to come live in my house. And he grew up on a ranch. You know, he's handy. He's when Joey met him, he was a ranger at Wind Wolves. And since then, he's... done harvesting, and then in the off season he maintains the harvesting equipment, and he's decided he wants to study for the ministry, and she has a job, she can support them, so they could, you know, just come up here. And
Right now, he's doing some kind of maintenance job. I don't know what it is. I haven't heard about it. But I'm wondering what kind of pay it is and what hours. We may have somebody. I don't know. He's a saint. We want to clone him. He's a great guy. And he knows, he's got a pickup truck. And I don't know, he's got tools and equipment too.
Do we have an application made up yet?
I don't think so.
Didn't we already?
I thought we went through.
Make a motion for the.
We need to go back through a lot of this. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we did set a salary and a maintenance one, and I think a maintenance two.
I know Marcus thought about it, and John Marion thought about it. And then she's got this guy. I think we need to have, you know.
Well, I think we need to put the word out to, you know, for people to give us a resume.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be anything fancy, but just a simple resume. And in the meantime, I'll go back through the minutes and see what we already established. And yeah, that way for our next meeting.
I don't remember the salary, but we did establish duties.
And then by our next meeting.
We did pay too, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah, I think we paid the salary range.
Yeah.
I know we did the job description.
Yeah.
And then that way we can, you know, by the next meeting, maybe we'll have a few resumes to look at along with the information on what we've already approved, and we can start moving forward.
Well, I think what I'll do is I'll go to Dollar Tree and get a couple of poster boards and make a really big poster. Because people don't, you know, I mean, it might catch their eye enough where they'd stop.
Yeah. But one of those reflective, you could get like a reflective type paint, or, you know what I mean? Ink, you know what I'm trying to say? That way it would.
Right.
So that's when we need to have the truck put in the HOA name so that we can use that truck instead of using their own.
That's why I've got to get that truck going. Yep, I got to work on it.
Well, you got so much time, why are you? I don't understand.
I know. Yep, either that or we'll have to find another one.
And he's young. He's
get it. We need to get a vehicle for a maintenance worker.
Yeah.
Okay.
What we need.
Well, we'll work on these things for the next meeting, see if we can get some of them in place. Do we want to do anything on the list of responsibilities and duties, or do we need to do some more work on it? Like I said, I went and printed it out from the bylaws, and it spells out the majority of the duties. And so did Joan's list. Unfortunately, I didn't make copies of it again.
That's all right. Should be in your packet.
Oh, wait a minute. You're right. It's on the back side. I got to turn it over.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a fanatic about not wasting paper. That's okay.
Me too. I am too.
I'm always on the flip side.
Me too.
You don't have to file that much either.
You know, and basically, from our bylaws, the president is the CEO, and subject to control of the board of directors, has general supervision, direction, and control of the business affairs of the association. So in other words, takes care of the day-to-day issues. And then the president has to sign everything. Other than that, and then the vice president just fills in if the president's not available.
Right.
Secretary keeps all of the copies of the governing documents, minutes of all meetings, copies of all reports and filings. Let's see, it describes the minutes, which we already know. Secretary give notice of all meetings of the board. Secretary shall keep at the principal office current membership register. And that's about it for the secretary's duties.
That's a lot.
And then the treasurer
is
chief financial officer, shall receive and deposit in appropriate accounts all monies and funds, shall disperse such funds as directed by the board, co-sign checks and notes of the association, and keep books of account and prepare or have prepared financial statements as required. So they're pretty general, but basically the secretary takes care of all the business paperwork and the treasurer takes care of all financial paperwork.
Before I forget, have you need to print out the signature page to certify the bylaws for our signature?
I thought I did that, too.
And change it to reflect
the I made the change.
Oh, okay.
And I thought I printed it out. I wonder where I... It's probably on my desk still.
I was going to say it today.
I remember you mentioned that, and I did it right afterwards so I wouldn't forget it. And I'll bet you it's sitting in the pile of papers.
Okay.
I haven't quite gotten the mountain all the way down yet. And in fact, all I'm really doing is moving the mountain.
Yeah.
I'm going through it and it goes over here.
Well, that's not high priority, but I just want to get
it. Yeah, no, you're right. Yep. Okay. Yeah, because if I'd had that with me today, we could have signed it.
Yep.
While we're all here. Okay. So Joan's list, she has secretary post the agenda, which is covered in the bylaws as well, taking and posting the minutes, maintaining the minute book, prepare board packets, archiving records, which is basically she's got a more detailed list of the same things that are in
the bylaws. Yeah, but it's exactly what she's actually doing, which is
exactly.
Really good. Mm-hmm. It's an excellent list.
Thank you.
And the one thing that the bylaws don't mention that Joan does have in here is the election.
Yeah.
Because that does fall to the secretary. Although now, under the new law, we have to hire somebody to do it. In addition, it being the secretary's responsibility, it has to be an unrelated person that does it now.
Well, it's under eligible membership list, so that would be for ballots. That would be in the same as...
No, we have to have somebody else do that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Everything that has to do with the election now has to be done by
somebody that's involved.
Yep. It's going to be a pain. I don't know how we're going to deal with that. But
we've
got another
complain?
Year.
Who's even aware of the law?
Well, I know. But we've got another year to deal with it anyway.
Yeah.
And hopefully by then something will shake out because there's a lot of HOAs that are going to have a huge issue with this.
Right. Especially the bigger ones.
And so I think there's going to be some... Well, the bigger ones can afford to pay for it.
That's true.
It's
true.
The little ones that can't. Yeah. And... Like, for us, being rural, who's going to do it?
That's right.
There isn't a management company in town.
No, there isn't.
They aren't interested because they've got enough work there.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, who's going to take on a piddly little...
Nobody.
No.
But, you know, when they write these laws, everything is the same as Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
Because that's where they live.
They're in their ivory tower and they decide what they're going to do.
Would Yvette Boron be capable of handling the election for us?
I don't know because she's a member. It may make her ineligible.
She's not a board member.
Doesn't, I know. But the way they've written this law, it's a poorly written law, number one. So it's hard to decide. You've got to wait until a few people get sued and see what the courts decide now.
That's right.
That's why I'm hoping some of it shakes out before we have to do it.
They make it so that they can get you.
Could Donette do it?
Maybe. Maybe.
She's not a member.
And it can't be somebody that contracts with us to do anything else either.
Oh,
yeah, it's crazy. That's
it really is.
It's nuts.
It has to be somebody that doesn't know it at all.
So you know what makes it difficult is if we had a management company actually doing the day-to-day stuff for us, then we couldn't use them for the election.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's insane. Okay, a treasurer, prepare and send annual statements, receive log payments, deposit to bank, make check or check, keep checkbook register current, send notices for past due accounts, arrange payment plans if requested, send intent to lien letters, prepare liens, file N-199 e-postcard, accounts payable.
And that should be federal state tax board, not California.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say that Fed.
co-sign checks, prepare financial reports. Along with the file N-199, did you know we also have to do 1099s and we didn't do them?
I don't think they have ever been done.
I don't think so either. But by law, we need to do a 1099 for Oscar. He's the only one, but we have to do a 1099 for Oscar.
Oh, Lordy, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do the other one either. The N-199.
And we missed one here for the water district, so we've got to do that and see if we're going to get penalized for doing it late now, because we missed one.
Yeah, because it's got to be out by the end of February.
Yep. And we did not do them.
Well, then I've got to figure out how to do them. How do I learn how to do them?
Oh, it's fun. QuickBooks will do it.
QuickBooks should do it.
QuickBooks will, but you have to buy the form.
Oh.
So, which sells them, but you have to have the actual form to print them on.
Yeah, they sell them in groups of so many that you don't even know.
One at a time, $2 a piece. $2 a piece. Well, I'll get an extra $10.99 for them because we have to go get some more from Wits anyway.
You can't get one.
Years ago, it was a little easier.
No. The cover page, the first page, is in a special red ink that's scannable because that's the one you have to send to the federal government so they can stick it in their computer. Mm-hmm. If you print one, it won't scan. They send it back and send you a penalty along with it that you have to pay for wasting their time.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's great.
It's not great.
They're wasting our money.
I feel like it's up here now. I don't know.
So anyway, we will see if we can't get this $10.99 done, and even though it's going to be late, and hopefully they won't.
Well, if we can get it down before the end of the month, we're in the middle of February. I mean, it should be done by the 28th.
I thought they had to be done by the end of...
28th of, I thought it was
the end of January. Maybe it is February.
When we were doing books and stuff, it was always February 28th. Maybe they changed it.
I'll look and see.
Find out.
Yeah.
Because if you have it to the end of February.
But this is leap year, so you've got an extra day.
Maybe we can figure it out together.
Well, good.
I'll look into it, but regardless, I'll get us a $10.99 and see if we can get it done.
Because it's been so many years since I've worked. I did it with my husband, and I didn't like doing it. So I told him, if you want to keep doing this, you can do it yourself. And that's what he did.
That's the postcard we have to do online every year.
And, of course, once you get out of it, you
forget it. Or every 2 years, whatever it is.
You don't want to learn it.
Right.
You
won't
learn it in the first place.
I don't know anything about it.
No retention.
That's right.
I don't even file anything.
I had enough to do with real estate. That was enough.
We'll work through it.
Yeah, really.
Over
my head.
No, I'm out because this is super.
It's too much for all this stuff. I know.
It's getting too much. I can't. Things like that.
Any idea when the last e-postcard was done?
'17.
Wow.
I'll have to look.
So we're way behind.
Not really. Just 18 and 19.
And 20.
And we have.
Well, we're so
19. We still have time for the.
Does anybody have the login info from last time?
You don't even have to log in. There's just a form you fill online.
Oh, I thought there used to be a login.
Not for the N99.
Okay, I'll look at it and see if we can get the new computer, get all this stuff in bookmarked in the new computer so it'll be easy for Rita to do.
I'm pretty sure.
Just let me know.
Okay. Well, we'll work on, I guess, actually, this is a pretty good list. And the good part about this is it's something that helps to remind us.
Right.
I think I think the one thing we need to add to this list is the intervals. Like if it's monthly or weekly or if there's a specific date.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something we could add to it because that way it gives us a calendar. Oh, we need to get this done by this.
That's true.
So besides delegating the tasks, it tells us when, so we don't forget them, like 1099s.
Yeah, look that up. I could have sworn it was the end of February. Maybe they changed it to the end of January.
In your spare time, if you want to work on updating that and adding those kind of things in there, I think this is a good start. This gets us an idea so we can keep up with it all.
I think that was an excellent but I really do.
I'm good enough to get going here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see everybody again.
All right.
Bye, Bill.
Once again, thank you for all the good work.
Do you have your maps?
Yeah.
I think I'm going. Okay, I've been trying for a month to get them going.
Do we have any requests for future agenda items? One thing that I'm going to add to the next agenda is discuss foreclosures. And I'm even to the point, I hate to say it, we've got so many of them hanging out here that I think even the ones that are not going to be profitable for us, that we're going to have a big chunk of back taxes to pay, I think we need to just foreclose on them, try and get some new owners in here, and see if we can negotiate anything with the county on the taxes, but I doubt it, but at least get this stuff resolved.
Well, maybe if we start saying, well, yeah, we foreclosed here, people will say, whoa, they're serious finally.
Yeah, and I think we start the foreclosures with the ones that are profitable to us.
Yeah, but we don't need to do the properties that nobody can use.
And just keep going until we get the foreclosures done. Somewhere in my mess, I had one here. What did I do with it? We got a notice from Kern County of a tax sale. What did I do with that paper?
Is that a new tax sale or is that the same one?
The one for Thomas.
Okay.
That property is going up for tax sale. They aren't going to sell it for the taxes that are owed. It's got like $8,000 in taxes owed. It's up on the top of Equestrian. I don't know where the notice went, but that's okay. You know, and they've got $1,800 in assessments. I'm kind of curious to see what happens with this Cal Best Homes now that they've bought two tax sale lots and we just sent them the notice on the assessments.
Do you know what lots those are?
The 117 and 180.
Yep.
117 and 180? Because I was wondering, because I was making a list.
There's a for sale sign on, I'm sure there must be one on 180.
There is.
One in front of 117.
Yep, they have a for sale sign on it, and it's on the MLS.
Oh, really?
Yep. They listed it with the MLS up here. So, yeah.
If they knew that one, they probably might have even done it.
By now, they should know that they owe money.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're still not going to sell it.
The real estate agent stinks.
And I think they paid, if I remember right, they paid $3,000 a lot.
Ooh.
I think. Yeah. So now, once they pay the assessments, they'll have $4,800 into them, and they could probably sell them for a couple thousand.
Yeah.
I don't know where those are. I'd have to get my map.
180 is on top of Halter. Very tall.
Yeah.
Okay.
And those people are deceased, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think we need to start working on the foreclosures.
I agree.
I hate to spend our money on it, but if we start with the ones, though, that, you know, we know nobody's going to claim,
right,
we can get a couple of them through the process that we know nobody's going to sue us over and get familiar with the process.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to do them for us.
Right.
We're not going to find a lawyer. We're not going to find anybody that's going to mess with this.
No,
it's too much.
There's not enough money involved.
And it's too much hassle.
That's right.
The rules are so dang ridiculous.
And like I said, maybe if we get it out there that, yes, we have started foreclosure, the people will think, well.
Well, once we foreclose, we'll advertise them.
Right.
We've got these lots for sale. Then people will know we took them. Yep.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, this is what happens when you don't pay. We sell your land. Would you like to buy it?
I just wonder how many owners have actually ever seen their property.
A lot of them haven't. They buy them for investment. Because you stop and look at the ones that go, you know, like that.
In your right mind, you wouldn't buy it.
Those are the ones I don't want to foreclose on, because those are the ones
we're not getting anything out of them now. So even if we just take them and make them into open space or whatever.
What are you going to put deer on it or something?
Well, no, it's just part of our common area. It's just
right.
Like the other two lots.
Right.
And once we do that, we go back to the county and have them reassessed, because now they're common area. They don't have any
That's
value.
Right.
And then our property taxes won't be, you know, but just a few dollars.
Sky high, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's off the books. Now we're not worried about them anymore.
Yeah.
But do we have to pay taxes on them?
We'll have to, but again, if we designate them as common area and have them reassessed as such, the taxes will be just like they are on the other two lots.
Right.
Which is minimal.
Yeah. Well, I know the Dutch couple is trying to buy 19, which is right. They already own 17 and 18.
Yeah.
And Mr. Sims indicated that he was willing to sell, so I haven't heard anything back.
Did you ever hear anything about Zynex?
There's a new property owner.
I know, but we don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we sent notices to them.
Yeah, we've got a...
Well, we may have, but all I did was fill
out... No, I know. Yeah.
So
no, we sent notices to the new people. They live in Rosemond.
Okay, I remember one going to Rosemond. Dustin
Kathleen
memory.
And Dustin, yeah.
Yeah, so they have gotten... Noticed that they've got that they bought property that they owe assessments on.
Yeah, I don't think they sent back, I can't remember if they sent back the envelope. No, they're in the pinch of the other one.
We got a green card from them.
Yeah.
And what is their number, please?
58 and 59.
Okay. I'm just trying to follow where people are going here.
Yeah, well, yep. There's a couple.
The numbers really don't match where you would think they would be if you know
I'm trying, but it,
no.
It's like it's weird.
I'm trying to make up an alphabetical list. Because sometimes it's easier to find somebody by alphabet. So I've been sitting down and going through.
You don't need to. It'll sort in Excel. Well,
Excel will do it.
Yeah, it'll sort
I don't
my name.
Excel.
Yeah.
I made an alphabetized, and I'm just on my open, on my, what's it called?
Yeah.
Well, I'll
give you the list both ways on the new computer.
This is my cheap word processor.
Yeah, right? Me too.
Remember I printed out the alphabet list because you asked for one for the election?
Yeah.
With the new computers, you guys will both have Office. I'm going to sign up for Office 365, so you'll both have.
I do have a
modern word processor.
Yeah, I haven't paid for it yet, and I don't think I need it on my home.
I was trying to install it last night on Lisa's new little tablet, but Microsoft is a pain. But anyway, we'll get those on there.
Joan, do you have that Office on your home computer?
I don't have Microsoft Office. I've just got the free word processor and system that came with the
computer.
This came on
my.
Sucks.
I haven't paid for it yet. It's $99.99 a year, and I think I'm going to drop it off of my new computer. Right now, I'm doing it for a freebie, but I don't think I need it.
No.
Well, we'll have it on. We'll have Microsoft Office on the new computers. Anything else?
I have an old Microsoft
that we want to put on the agenda.
I'm scared.
Okay. Well, we want a motion to adjourn?
Yes. Sure. I'll make a motion to adjourn. I got a question and a report on Liz. somebody asked me the other day. They know someone who is thinking maybe would like to buy a 5-acre parcel up here. Where do I get that information? What's available?
The realtors have most of them listed on the MLS, the multiple listing service.
Any realtor?
Yeah.
Liam's been asking me every time I see him. He asked me, "Did I find any properties for sale?" Because he's thinking of buying. I said, "I'm just not a realtor. I don't know."
No, that's not the board's duty to.
And there's no way I can find out unless I went to a realtor.
Right.
And go to a realtor.
Yeah, I don't have my license. I'm not licensed anymore. So I used to be able to.
Yeah. About this.
Around town see the signs, take down numbers.
Yeah.
Well, he can drive around town if he sees something, call up the name of the kind of person that's on the thing.
Right.
And a lot of times they can call up a real estate office and say, "Hey, I'm interested in buying blah, blah, blah. I'm new in the area. Can you help me out? I'm looking at this area." They'll find out for you.
Sorry, Audrey, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Liz, she's really eager to get back, but well, one, her daughter doesn't want her to come back until Toby is gone. And she has been to the dentist and had her teeth adjusted, and now she's much easier to understand. It's also easier to understand that there's no logic there. And she's had one hearing test, but her ears were so full of wax that, you know, they thought that might be causing the hearing problem. But I guess the one they were able to test, no, she does have hearing loss. The other one, they still haven't been able to get it cleaned out where she can have the second test. So that's what's holding things up. But she'll probably be along very soon now, because Toby, any day now, he's going to be, he's already, his trailer's at my house, but he's got to organize it for the trip.
So is he moving to your place?
No, it's just, and it's there until, because he's going back to Missouri.
That's what I thought.
But it's his mom who's interested in buying land up here. She has horses and, I don't know, sheep or goats or something.
Angel and Brian's place is still for sale. They've got 2 fenced acres, totally fenced.
Yeah.
Gorgeous manufactured home.
I told him about that house, and she wants to put a mobile on it. She doesn't want to get involved in a mortgage situation. So,
Have you heard anything about Luke's lot one?
Yeah, her house, yeah.
Is it for sale?
And, I don't know. I keep seeing people moving in and out of there and taking stuff out.
He's planned on doing
it's weird.
This. She's got publishing a book of
Well, it works.
They paid their assessment, right?
Yeah, they paid their assessment. Well, the reason is I don't want somebody
with us. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, what do they call those?
I guess I can turn this off.
People that just move in like they do. I know I've seen people go in and out of Peggy's place.
Oh, yeah.
There's somebody up there now. I don't mean right this minute, but at night, you can see flickering. I don't know if it's lighting they have in there or if they're building fire on the roof.
Either way, it's a danger.
Yeah, well, of course it is.
Yeah, but the cops won't come out for that.
They just don't. You know what they will come out for? Is that still recording? Turn it off before.
Oh. Yeah, are we adjourned?
Yeah, we're adjourned. Yeah.